Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining us. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Peter Llewellyn. I run the services at medcomsnetworking.com. So information services, resources, information for people who work in and around the global business of medcom. So medical communications, medical education, medical publishing, and the associated businesses. You'll find lots of information at medcomsnetworking.com. I'll put in a plug for Network Pharma TV. There's probably 500 videos there now. Video content on all aspects of the business. But importantly, also, I do a lot of work to try and provide information to people who would like to know more about a business because they want to get a job in the business, either as an account manager, a medical writer, editor, or whatever. You'll find lots of information at firstmedcomsjob.com. So lots of resource to go and have a look at. I'm having a bit of fun at the moment. I'm talking to people across the business. People who have got experience in medcoms, talking to them about their personal journeys and what they're doing now. Today, I'm absolutely delighted to be joined by Corinne. So, Corinne, just tell us who you are and what you do, and then we'll go back and we'll explore your journey.
Hi, I'm a freelance medical copywriter and a medical editor. I'm based in London and been freelance for about 15 years now. Been in the industry about over 25, and working as a freelance contract writer on a whole variety of different stuff, mainly promotions, PR, advertising. But yeah, enjoy it very much.
Okay, excellent. Right, so come on, let's go back to the beginning then. Can you remember?
Let's see.
How did you
Yes.
get into this business? Talk us through it from the beginning.
Well, when I was at university, I did what's called a mass communications degree back then, which I guess you call media studies these days. This was before the internet. So, you're doing your standard PR advertising, journalism, photojournalism. And when I was at university, this was over in the States, there was an internship that came up for the local hospital, which is a commercial hospital because it's in the States. Okay, go work in their promotions department. So, great. Very interested in that. And that was great because you got a chance to, segmenting. We were focusing on retirees, students, you name it, promoting them to come and use the hospital facilities. So that got me into medical healthcare. And after university, I'm originally British. I thought, okay, come back here and work for a couple of years because I still have my British passport. The idea was just to come over here and work for a couple of years and then head back to the States. Came over here, looking around for a job. And people looked at my internship and said, "Oh, you're a medical writer." And I said, "What the heck's a medical writer? Journalist, yes, but what is medical writing?" And they said, "Well, kind of explained a little bit of what it was about." So that got me into a very small agency as a junior copywriter, who aren't around anymore, but gave me a start as we were actually working on Retrovir, the first drug for AIDS. Shows you how long ago it was, but that was a big deal bringing that into the UK. Anyway, we worked there for a couple of years, and then I thought, okay, looking around for something else. I guess I'm the type of person that gets bored pretty quick, so I want something different. So I actually went and worked on GP magazine. This was they needed it wasn't actually as a journalist. We were coming up with a different medical education for GP magazine. So all the supplemental material, GP guide to this, GP guide to that, et cetera, working as a content editor for them. And again, it was using different types of skills there for a couple of years. Progressed on to PR. Okay, give me a chance to get out there and get more into account management. That was a combination of account management and medical writing, which I guess I wasn't really, let's say, an account manager, but really forced you to get out there and use your skills in that area. So from that, I've really progressed, going back into advertising. I did try medical publications for a short time, but it's been a mix. When I was about, my son came along, and really the whole reason for freelance, the reason I jumped in, was because he got to kindergarten, and childcare costs came along, and I never saw him at all because I was, basically working full time. So it was if he's going to be around, never going to see him unless I take a break. That was one of the main reasons I went freelance. Second one was probably just to get away from office politics. I just enjoy working on different therapy areas, projects, this type of thing, rather than just being locked in one particular therapy area for a while. And since then, really, since I started freelance, I've been lucky enough to work with over 150 clients on about 75 different therapy areas, and still doing it today.
Excellent. And sorry, just to be clear, you're freelancing for what, best part of 20 years, isn't it? You've been
Yeah,
freelancing.
it's basically 17. I
Okay.
was a sole trader for a long time, and actually one of the reasons to become a limited company was the whole IR35 thing. But really, it's that was came about from being part of the Medcoms group and realizing how many other people were doing it, and just being aware that a lot of companies were not going to hire you unless you were a limited company. But that's what networking's for, you know, staying in touch with these things and finding out, oh, really? I didn't know that, you know.
Okay. We've jumped to a couple of things there. We need to clarify for people, but let's just go back a little bit if I can, because it's quite an interestingly varied background you've got: advertising, PR, medcoms, publishing, sort of thing. Just out of interest, is this a stupid question? Compare, contrast, can you?
Yeah, I mean,
The different types of medical communication type work.
well, for example, I'm very drawn to the creative side of things. So we're talking about PR, promotions, using my creativity. I love to draw. That's what got me into advertising, a combination of the writing
Okay.
and the creativity end of things. That's my original interest. I still draw and paint these days. I did try, worked for, Parexel doing medical publications. That was more of an editorial manager position. I must say, I didn't really care for publications. Bored me stiff. You know, I'm not particularly interested in putting, you know, manuscripts in there. Manuscripts is interesting, but I think you try it and you think, okay, interesting, but not really my thing. Okay, PR, very interesting because you were dealing directly with the press, journalists, interviews, people. You know, it's more of a people thing, really. Being able to, one of the things I think is my skill is being able to communicate with people on different levels. You're talking to a journalist, different than a patient, different than, let's say, an expert patient who sometimes knows more than a doctor. Who are you talking to? Who are you targeting? That's a very big part of communications. If I'm talking to a key opinion leader, brilliant, but I've got to talk to him on his level. You know, I think that's one of the challenges that I enjoy with, you know, med comms. Who are you targeting? You know, and what's that key message you're trying to get across?
Okay. And you represent the fact that medical communications, medcoms, covers a wide range of audiences and touch projects and all the rest of it, which is part of the fun of it. And I guess from what you're saying, you like the variety, so you've sought out that variety, and taken full advantage of it. So the freelancing side of it, and you said why you went into freelancing. Let's just, if someone's listening to this and they're thinking about doing freelancing themselves, let's just think some of the basics through. So you're based in the UK, so we should say it might vary a little bit around the world or whatever, but in principle, you set yourself up as a freelancer. You started as a sole trader, so essentially you just went, I'm freelancing, let's get on with it, sort of thing. You've also touched on the fact that later on you became a limited company, which means setting up a limited company. I don't know, just talk us through a little bit the thinking, the sort of the practicalities. What do you think is worth somebody thinking about if they're wanting to be a freelancer? How do you put those basic bits of the jigsaw together in the first place? What are the pros and cons of sole trader, limited, VAT, not VAT, getting an accountant, not getting an accountant? It's those sorts of practical. Just give people a sense of what they should be thinking about.
Well, when I started out, yeah, I think one of the main things people ask me is, okay, they might have just graduated from university. They want to be, you know, I want to be a freelancer. Hang on a minute. I think it's really important that you go back and get that in-house experience first before you decide
Right,
to
okay.
go. I think a lot of people are, you know, great, let's jump into freelance. Hang on a minute. Go and get that experience. Talk to other people. Learn from other people. And also, once you're in an agency, you can then figure out, you know, is this the type of agency I want to work with? You know, you get a broader picture of the you know, med comms industry. Do you want to go perhaps work for a you know, a pharma company, biotech company, etc. But find out first. If you're going to go freelance, I'd say definitely join some sort of a networking association. That there's lots of freelance support out there, you know, freelancer associations that can help you get set up. Find a good accountant because even though my husband's an ex-accountant, you know, I don't give him my books. I've got a great accountant that I work with, and he's set up for small businesses. You know, there's great ones out there. Also, I think certainly I did actually find a coach when I started out. I said, okay, I want to go into the freelance industry. And she said, yeah, well, let's chat about it. It was interesting to talk to somebody who was a little bit removed. You know, why do you want to go in it? You know, what are your main reasons for that? Good to chat it over. You know, I think coaches can be useful. From there, I think it's setting yourself up with a bit more credibility in the industry. I mean, freelancer, you can be unknown for a long time. So certainly one of the first things I did do was, you know, set up a website. I didn't necessarily do it myself. I did work with somebody else on that. Got that out there. But the main thing that's really, you know, got me out there was LinkedIn. I think presenting yourself on LinkedIn, coming up with some sort of a profile, networking, that has helped me a lot through the different freelancer stages that I've been at. And networking, I'd say, is a very important part of that. You know, I've moved on from different types of freelance work because people have referred me, they've kept in contact with me. Have you thought about this type of role, that type of role? Okay, you know, it's interesting to see what's out there, and you can keep a track of that through LinkedIn.
And one of the things, just pursuing that line of thought for a minute, because I know that you have your own networking group essentially, an informal sort of grouping that's developed, that you I think you meet every few, is it every 3 months or
About
so?
every 3 or 4 months.
Tell us a bit about the networking group, because it's a small group of freelancers you meet from time to time, and get some support from each other. But tell us a bit about what you've done there.
Yeah, we started up about 3 or 4 years ago, but I guess it was myself. I took some inspiration from another Medcoms member who is down on the South Coast, and thought, okay, you know, it's great that you've got these, you, Peter, have got these fantastic meetings, but you know, you need to keep in touch with people on a regular basis. So just sent out an you know, inquiry out there, Northwest London, that's where I'm based. Anybody out there in Northwest London want to get together? So about there's got about 7 or 8 people that have come and gone throughout the years. I sort of say, hey, let's get together about every 3 or 4 months. We do, just at a local restaurant. Sometimes there's only two of us, sometimes there's three or four. But it's enough that you can speak to people, find out what they're up to. Someone says, oh, it's been very quiet lately. Someone else says, oh, I'm having trouble with this client. Sometimes you just want to sit there and have a good laugh. But you know, people understand each other. Lets you realize you're not alone, you know. Okay to talk to each other online, but you really need to do it in person sometimes. And it's been great. You know, it's been a great chance to talk to each other on a face-to-face basis. And then we have set up a WhatsApp group where perhaps we're flagging up things. Hey, I've got a problem. What does anybody else think? Perhaps sometimes you just need somebody's opinion. You're not going to post that online. You just want somebody's opinion. Yeah. So.
I mean, as you know, I'm a huge fan, if that's the right word, or a bit evangelical, really, about, you know, the freelancers talking to each other. You know, it can be quite isolating, can't it, as a freelancer?
Yeah, definitely. And that's where I think, okay, fine to work alone, but you know, you need to get out there, out of your comfort zone. You need to get to, otherwise you go a bit stir crazy. I think that's true of anybody who's freelancing. So join a network. I mean, I joined the Guild of Health Writers, which does meet up in London. It has different meetings. So most of those writers are more feature writers for magazines, different type of writing than what I do, but it's still along the you know, the healthcare field. Again, I'm going there to those meetings, meeting people face to face. There's also other freelance associations that you can go along and join too. But I'd say, oh, it's a cold night, you know, get yourself out the house and go say hi to people, for heaven's sakes. You know what I mean? You know, and you're amazed at people you meet, people you do find. You know, Medcoms is a very mixed up industry, you know, and you meet somebody and realize that you know, you may have a lot in common. So yeah.
And you were mentioning LinkedIn earlier on. I mean, that's a great place to sort of to reach out to people, isn't it? So I guess as we probably hit the time we've got for this little chat, we should say you're very happy to hear from people on LinkedIn. If people
Yeah.
want to reach out to you, that's an easy way of doing it. I guess we should just re-emphasize the fact, if anyone's interested in traveling to Northwest London every 3 or 4 months for a nice pleasant dinner with some interesting people, then they should give you a shout as well.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And I would just encourage other people to get out there and start their own, you know,
And
small
do their
group.
own, yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And there's, yeah, no, as you say, I mean, it's interesting because certainly these days there's all sorts of opportunities online and so on, but you can't replace getting together around a table and having a
Yeah.
chat with each other, with some people who are relatively local, and then you've got those relationships, and when you've got a problem, you can share it, you can talk about it, you can get some help. I mean, maybe also presumably is there a sort of an element of sharing sort of work as well? I mean, with freelancers, feast or famine sort of thing, there's a bit too much work. You've got the opportunity to network a little bit and go, can someone give me a bit of help with this? And so there's just lots of advantages to having a little network. So good on you for what you're doing with Northwest London. But thank you very much for coming online. We should draw a line now. So let's stop. But I would emphasize to anyone listening to this, contact Corin. LinkedIn is an easy way of doing it. And thank you, Corin, for just coming in and sharing your little bit of a story. So I'm going to sort of just say goodbye to everybody. Give a little wave. Bye bye.
Yes.